Three Ways to Overcome the World by Lynette Kittle, read by Ellie Johnson. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Revelation 12:11. In the days we live in, it's vital for us to know and remember that God has called us to overcome the world. Doing so means we don't have to be fearful or worry what's going to happen tomorrow, or of being afraid to go to bed because of what might happen while we're asleep. We have been given all we need to overcome the world, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. 1 John 5:4. Here are three ways God gives us to overcome the world. First, walk knowing we are covered by the blood of the Lamb. We are saved from the penalty for sin, price paid in full, redeemed and set free from its judgment because Jesus died in our place and conquered death. Hebrews 2:15 explains how he came and set us free from being held in bondage to fear of death. Second, generously tell our stories of how God has and is working in our lives. Our testimonies of his love and faithfulness are powerful and help us and those who hear our words to overcome the world. When we share our stories, we help those who hear to overcome the world by leading them to faith in Jesus Christ. 1 John 5:5. Third, recognize God will not lead us through fear. As Christians, he has not given us a spirit of fear, so we are not to let fear lead us in making decisions based on its threats. 2 Timothy 1:7. The fear of death is a major motivator being used in today's culture and driving force in getting people to behave and cooperate in countless ways. All around us, it's promoted so people will make decisions based on what-ifs rather than the truth of God's word. Although Revelation 12:11 speaks of not fearing death as a way of overcoming the enemy of our souls, we most often only hear of victory by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. But failing to recognize the overcoming power of living unafraid of death leaves Christians open and vulnerable to being ruled by it, instead of living knowing Jesus set them free from its grip. Sadly, fearing death leads even some believers to go against their conscience and convictions in making life decisions. As Hebrews 2:14 explains, "Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death. That is the devil." Because of Jesus, we can allow the Holy Spirit to lead us where to go and what to do, knowing God has given us everlasting life. Death has been defeated, and whether we live or die on earth, we live. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, and even though they die, whoever lives by believing in me will never die." Do you believe this?
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Feeling stressed? Let's take better care of you. I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.